Theatre Royal. The very name summons up something of grandeur and eloquence, and it was. Hosted by Laurence Olivier, these big-name productions also included the creme de la creme of acting talent, from John Gielgud, Ralph Richardson and Orson Welles, to Trevor Howard, Michael Redgrave and Olivier himself. They were based on works by the world's leading authors, among them Charles Dickens, Henry James, Oscar Wilde and Anton Chekhov. These are but a few of whose company we shall be keeping as we raise the curtain on our first instalment of theatrical history.
The National Broadcasting Company presents, transcribes, Sir Laurence Olivier in Theatre Royal.
This is Laurence Olivier. During the past few weeks, I've had the pleasure of introducing in this series a number of good friends of the theater. Whilst the new stage play in which my wife and I are appearing was touring prior to its London presentation. Last week, we opened a season in the West End of London, and that is why it gives me a special pleasure today to appear for the first time in the play which I present. I shall each week be choosing different stories. Today's play is from the pen of Honoré de Balzac, and I'm going to play the role of Hippolyte Schinner, a young artist. The place is Paris. The time, many years ago. The title is The Purse. Yes, I am an artist. And so far as patronage and the opinion of the critics goes, I suppose you would call me a successful artist. But at the time, I had still a very long way to go, though at least I had begun to sell my pictures. I had just moved into a new studio, the attic of a block of apartments in the Rue de Surène, nearly opposite to the Madeleine. And I was hard at work on the picture which was to be hung that year at the Paris Salon. The subject of the picture was Esther before Ahasuerus. And you may remember that the canvas was a large one, some 8 feet high by 12. That was why I was standing on the ladders, finishing the top right-hand corner.
My dear man, the whole conception's magnificent.
You think so? Good. I feel rather pleased with it myself.
Worthy of Titian himself in his best period.
I'd sooner you said Tintoretto.
Very well, then. Worthy of Tintoretto. It's large enough to be by him as well.
Well, at least it's the largest I've done. I had to buy these ladders before I could start it.
Well, you might have got some better ones while you were at it. They don't look very safe to me.
Oh, they're safe enough. So long as I don't forget what I am and take a step backwards to get a look at what I'm doing, as I nearly did yesterday.
Oh, well, I must be going back to my pan and sittings. We'll see you at the Cheval Rouge next week. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Just a little bit more of this sepia to balance the glow of the lamp. That's better. And now heighten the gleam on that helmet here. Yes, I think that should be just about right. Wait a minute. Let me see what it... Ah!
Bathe his head again, my dear. A little more of the hartshorn.
Yes.
There.
Where am I? What happened?
Everything's all right, monsieur. You fell and hit your head on the stool there.
I fell?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's coming back to me now. I was painting on the ladder. I must have fallen off it. Or step back. Yes, that was it. Just as Suchet said.
Yes, now, please rest. You might have hurt yourself very badly.
Can you move your arms and legs, monsieur? You're not hurt anywhere else?
No, I think I'm quite all right.
Are
apart
you sure?
From my head, is it a...
Oh, it's nothing.
Cut. And then my shoulder, they're bruised, I think. But how did you come to be here?
We live in the apartment below. We heard a crash and we thought we heard a groan. We came up to see if someone had had an accident and found the key in the door, so we came in and found you, monsieur.
Very kind, mademoiselle. And you, madame.
You are lucky to be no more badly hurt, monsieur. I think you must have broken your fall on the lay figure there.